This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would consider tactical little pauses in Gaza fighting to facilitate the entry of aid or exit of hostages, but again rejected calls for a general ceasefire despite growing international pressure. Speaking in a U.S. television interview with ABC News, Netanyahu, whose country has vowed to destroy Gaza's Hamas rulers, said he thought Israel would need security responsibility over the Palestinian enclave for an indefinite period after the war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. UN leaders called for an immediate end to the war in Gaza as reported deaths there passed 10,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza is becoming a graveyard for children.
UN leaders demanded a humanitarian ceasefire on Monday as Israel faced mounting pressure over civilian deaths nearly a month into the Gaza war. More than 10,000 people have now been killed in Israeli strikes. According to the health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip, more than 4,000 of them are said to be children. Israel, which says its forces now encircle Gaza City, is rebuffing mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. It insists hostages taken by Hamas militants during their rampage in southern Israel on October 7, which killed 1,400 people, should be released first.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel responded with shelling across the border of Lebanon after Hamas militants fired 16 rockets into northern Israel on Monday. The exchange of fire along the border came as Lebanon's militant Hezbollah said its fighters attacked three Israeli military posts along the border around sunset Monday, scoring direct hits.